Good morning or good afternoon, and welcome to the Carol Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me, because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to have it to be one question, the biggest thing that's on your mind at that time. I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We open the phone lines right after the first break. We have a free teleclass tomorrow, September 27th, from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This, again, is a phone class. You can join in via telephone. And this is where we're going to get into the you as your higher self now. And a lot of people are confused because people are talking about our souls, our higher self, the fifth dimensional being, the soul, the oversoul, and during this whole ascension process. And many, many people are confused. Is there a difference between your higher self and the fifth dimensional being? Is there a difference between your soul and your higher self? So I'm going to take that question and discuss that, or that whole topic, and discuss it. Because, again, as more and more people wake up to the angel having the human experience and being the multidimensional being, there is different schools of thought out there. So I like to make things easy because things can get really complicated out there and people have all different views. So this is the view that really resonates with me. It's what my guides have shown me. And the way I read the energy patterns, it just really makes sense energetically. So you could join in, and the way you do join in, you email union@1111@yahoo.com. Again, that's union1111@yahoo.com. And my assistant will give you that phone number and the PIN number. And we're going to talk about the higher self, the soul, the divine essence, and the oversoul. What's the difference? Where is our higher self? And that's a really good, important thing. Many people hold their, quote, air quote, higher self way outside of their energy field. This year in particular, in the year 2012, is all about integrating and embodying that higher self, us becoming literally the angel having the human experience. And then we're going to talk about the importance of embodying and embracing your higher self. Seeing your higher self in your physical body now is really important. And feeling that higher self inside of your body and how to radiate that energy out to across the universal energy. So that we'll be doing an attunement with that. If you're not available to make it that day, you could always listen to it later because you'll get a callback number and you could listen to it. So if you know that you're not going to be available from 8 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, don't think that you're going to miss out on it. You could always listen to it. And some people listen to the attunements over and over again and from the other classes and the other readings because we have been doing this all through the summer. So we also have the gathering coming up, and the next one is October 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. So two Fridays from now, October 7th, we got the gathering, and this is where you do it in person or by telephone. Anyone in the world can do this, and it's great because when we gather, we're bringing an energy circle, an energy component. It doesn't matter where you are. You're energetically there, and we create a sacred space, and then we talk about the energies that are going on right now and how they're affecting each and every single one of us. And everyone does get a mini reading if they choose to during the gathering because we invite conversation. We invite people letting us know what's happening with them, and I will read their energy field, so that is part of it, but we also talk about what's going on as far as the world's energy and the universal grid. So that's the gathering. They're very popular. They're scheduled to the end of the month, end of year through December. They're usually the first Friday of the month. And so they're very popular. People really like them. So it is October 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can sign up for the rest of them for the rest of the year, and you get a price break. So usually it's $25 a class, but if you sign up for three or more classes, it's $22 a class. And you can sign up through gathering, contacting Wendy. Again, that's union1111@yahoo.com. We also have the mini light stream readings. And that's where people, again, gather. And we read, and we limit those classes to 8 people below. And that's from 6 to 9. Before, I used to do it to 10 people, but with the energies that are coming in through, I don't want to be pushed by having to read more people. I'd rather give more information out. And so that next one is October 28th from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you do decide to do this by phone, you do get read first, and you could decide to stay on the phone if you choose to. A lot of people do hang on, or they hang on for a while, because in the session, this is everyone's getting read, so it's not private. If you want a private session, I do many readings, 15-minute sessions privately. But this is where people can get information and listen to other people's readings, and they really have some eye-opening experiences. Or they just listen and hear the process, and they gather information, or they say, oh, my gosh, I understand now why I keep on seeing the number 555 and what that means, or what the energy of what birds mean, and different smells. So you can learn a lot. So those are the Midi Light Stream Lives. And again, the next one is October. They're on the internet with dates to the end of the year too. So those are, you do have to sign up for those because they are quite popular. And again, those are usually Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We also are doing the gold money readings. And this is where you don't have to make the an appointment. This is where I energetically throw a gold coin into your energy field and see how you react. These are very, very, very popular. And I do have to say the popularity with those, and I know many people know I've had my best friend has been in the hospital and still is in the hospital since June, and that really has made me a little bit behind on the readings, but I'm up to date. So people with the gold readings, I throw this coin in and I see how you react. And I've said this before, it absolutely fascinates me how people react with, they push away money. So they want to know, I'm a really open carrier, I do all the affirmations, I'm doing everything to receive more money in my energy field. And what's up with this? I don't understand why I block it. And then when I look in their energy field, they'll have deep, deep unconscious thoughts of vows that they've taken in other lifetimes. And vows can be because of they were monks or nuns, or they did service, but also can be vows, and this is what I'm watching more too, of when they've had a trauma over in a past life. And let's say somebody invited, fought over an inheritance, and it caused a lot of heartache. And part of your vow to yourself when before you crossed over is, I'll never ever want to fight over money again because it caused such heartache. That energy signature, that energy static stays in your energy field and absolutely can interfere with this lifetime, because all of our past lives are in our energy field. I call them the tubes and balls that are around. The tubes give us the highway information to get us to the balls. And the balls, look, they look like to me like balls, but they're aspects of ourselves. And so when we go into it, that would be a past life. So to me, when somebody has it, it looks asymmetrical, or it's blinking to me, or it's like it has a charge, I know that there's still trauma in that person's energy field. So with the gold coin money readings, we are directly going for those money issues. And people are having amazing results with these, because not only do we identify the theme, then we clear it. And with the energies that are happening right now, people, again, can release things that are so deep, going way, way back, eons back in their energy fields, and they could have a profound release with this. And so then I give you tools that are unique for your energy field that I encourage you to do for at least a month. Think that to make a new neural pathway in your brain or to get a new habit, it takes 28 days. And so that's why we encourage you to do at least a month. Sometimes in people's energy field, if it's really deep, I encourage you to do it longer. So this is where you get the tools, you get the healing, you get a view of what has blocked you in the past. And then people have had, again, amazing things where I've heard stories of people that have been in court for 5 years about land inheritance that the energy keeps on going back. It's costing the lawyers a lot of money. People are losing money. And then all of a sudden, they're not having this issue anymore. I've heard people all of a sudden getting jobs, raises. I have people finding money literally on the street, winning lotteries, all that stuff. So all of that stuff is in our energy field. Abundance is our birthright. Abundance, we live in an abundant world, an abundant society. Everything around us is abundant. Think of the cells in our body. Trillions of cells, we are an abundant beings. And so the more we see life as abundance, then abundance becomes your reality. Most of us have a mindset that we have an abundance of lack, and that we put the energy that we lack things. And so when we're able to change that, then all of a sudden everything changes in our life. So those are the gold coin readings. They're only $40. And people, again, they're life-changing. And you don't have to set up an appointment for those. You get a CD of it. You get notes. And, again, the attunements. So those are the gold coin readings. We We also have throughout the month of September for KKNW listeners, $40 off of readings 30 minutes and longer. So I do readings for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, hour, hour and a half, and that's $40 off. So all you have to do is say that you heard about the special, and you will get that off. So we're running that through the month of September. So those are the up-and-coming events. We will be going to the phone lines, and I want to give that number out one more time. Excuse me. 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Open phone lines after the break, after a few minutes. And you're listening to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'll be back in a few.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show. We're here with the top of the hour with open phone lines. And I'm going to give that number out one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I might give it out again. Anyway, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do. And we'll take Kathy. She's calling in from West Haven, Connecticut. And she's been noticing a lot of birds around. And she thinks it's pretty strange, a little odd. I don't know if she's having flashbacks to the old Alfred Hitchcock films. I know I would be. But what do you see for her? Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. That's interesting. So, Kathy, explain to me your bird stories.
Well, over the past several months, I've noticed when I'm driving in my car, birds will be swooping down, like, in front of my car to the point where it's like I'm going to hit them. It's just so odd. When I walk outside, it's the same thing. Birds will swoop in front of me and, like, fly by me. And it's to the point where other people, when I'm with other people, they're like, wow, look at all these birds. There's, I don't know if it means something or...
Yeah, you know, it's really fascinating. My whole newsletter is all about that because I'm having the same experience, and I'm hearing many people having it. And it's so funny that Benny brought up the Alfred Hitchcock thing, because I was on my porch talking to a friend of mine, and the birds were swooping out that I just started laughing because it was just so crazy. They were swooping in. They were coming in, and it started with the hummingbird looking right, like hovering for a couple of inches. I mean, it seemed like at least a minute, but hummingbirds, you know, it had to be at least 30, 40 seconds. Looking at it, I could look right into the eyes. It does mean something. First of all, Kathy, think of it as a sign. Birds and animals, when they start communicating with us, they see everything as energy and energy patterns. And so what the birds talked to me when they started dive bombing me, and they were literally going all around me. It was almost like energetically it looked like they were putting this garland around me. And I started laughing. Then I heard them giggling. I mean, beyond little chirping thing. It was like they were – it was an invitation to play. So think of the birds are here, first of all. Again, animals look at energy. So just think of a dog or that backs up from a person because they can see energy. It's not the old story that dogs can smell fear, so they'll attack. They do more than smell it. They see somebody's energy pattern that looks all off. And so birds are the same way, cats are the same way, animals are the same way. So the more you have symmetry in your energy field, the more that the birds are communicating with you, and that it's a huge invitation to lighten up, to have play. And birds in particular are reminders of the shamans talk about, like, the hawk and the eagle is an invitation of spirit. Birds are a reminder for us to spread our wings and to have flight and to work with our wings. And think of that, their whole energy, they expand their wings to get themselves out of situations or to fly. So to me, it's the messages of the birds is to be in this world and not of it, to energetically be raising your vibration so you're very present, you're very much in your body and in the 3D experience, but you're not of the chaos, you're not of the separation. And if you feel yourself getting pulled into that, then you take your wings out and you fly. And that doesn't mean get out of your body. It means being very present, but you work with getting out of that. Raising your vibration helps you get out of that frequency. And so it's a good sign. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I've been really torn with my job. It's the type of job that I'm laid off every summer, and I'm still off until for 3 more weeks, and I'm not eligible for unemployment. So I'm very torn with, should I stay? Should I look for another job? I was actually wondering if there was a significance with that.
Yes, the birds are here, so let me know, to take flight, to believe, to not tap into the 3D world of you're not going to be able to get a job out there, that it's time to take flight, especially if the job is causing any kind of chaos or distress. You know, so the bird's message absolutely is significant when you're having a job thing, and you're thinking about it, you're connecting to it, the dots to it. So pay attention to what is in our minds and our thoughts, because going on to not only do they see energy, they do have messages, and again, it's all about flight, taking off. So here you want to take off, and especially when the birds are interacting with us, they're saying, again, lighten up, be lighter, to put our vibration up higher. When our vibration is up higher, we go beyond our fears of how about if I don't get another job? How about I got to hang out in this job? It's like we're really being invited to say, I can have my cake and eat it too, meaning I can, if it feels light for you, it's right for you. Keep on following what feels light and not what our mind says, what we have to do or should do. Mental, emotion, bodies. This goes right down to our heart and how did it feel for you. So if that job feels great, but every once in a while you get laid off, then what can you do to, in the interim times, to supplement yourself so you don't contract in that energy? Or is it time to take flight? And I'm seeing for your feet are, you know, like a 45-degree right and left position. So that's like in a place where you want to put your feet forward. So go into that forward position and start moving out and looking to other jobs that that are going to be able to have you feel like you can fly instead of getting into that posture of here comes the time, the layoff time, or here comes the seasonal time, and then our energy starts contracting, and then we don't fly. It clips our wings, right? So it's all about we don't want to clip our wings, you know?
Okay.
Do you like your job when you're doing it?
I absolutely love my job when I'm
doing
it. All right,
that's what I was going to say. That's where that's a message that I got. So this is where it's a huge invitation to think beyond the box by saying, okay, I love my job when I'm doing it. So what can I do? Well, I'm in the interim times. What can I do to bring in when I'm not having those jobs? What else can I, how can I expand? What I call it bridger job. So here you have the job that you love. What else can you do? And it's a big thing of taking flight and to look at how you can have other ways of having income coming in. And then I'm also seeing that those times of when you don't have income coming in getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So it's not like you have to go out, leave the job, and especially when I just heard what feels light for you is right for you, and your feet were telling me that your job feels light for you. It's being able to say, okay, what can I do to bring in other income during this time of looking at the whole situation differently? You know, our head gets into, I can't do that, well, how am I going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as we let go of it, all that's just programming, mental, emotional programming. And anybody that has ever in this world, from Walt Disney down to the biggest inventors, creators, Oprah Winfrey, they never listened to that. They just did things anyway, even if the world said you can't do that, you know. So this is a huge invitation for you, Kathy, to take flight, to see what else is out there. Use your creation, creative energy. You have all this yellow gold energy. And so you have that real creative own business kind of energy. You'd be very good at doing some of your own business. Or there's a lot of interim work around where people are looking from anything from it's the baby boomers time where they are taking care of their elderly parents, where they're looking for that, down to just to really use your mind, because you've got a lot of blues and yellows coming in for yourself. And that would be able to be the bridging time as you're going into that busy time. Absolutely.
Okay.
So you're going to be fine. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Kathy, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll head back local here to Seattle. We have Linda now calling in. She's been helping her mom through some illness, but she also needs to look for a job as well. She's wondering if that's the right direction she needs to do currently. So let's see if we can help her out. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just have a question. I left actually a long time job, many years, about 2 years ago, to take some time, reevaluate my life, my priorities, and kind of head in a different direction. And then my mother became ill about a year after that. And so since then, I've been taking care of her, and she fell and broke her hip in January. And I've been really involved with being an advocate. I feel like I'm in a real learning situation right now in terms of being an advocate, speaking up, relationships with people. But I also feel like I need to start looking for work myself. And I'm kind of torn between maybe I should be doing both now. Maybe I should be winding down. My mother's sort of in a situation where she's being cared for, although I'm still having to be an advocate for, and it's quite time consuming.
Right.
I just can't quite tell if I should really start taking my own time to start my own search for my own job, or if I'm doing my job right now.
Yeah. Okay, that's a really good question, because I already started seeing your energy, and I already started this with Kathy when I was talking about or touching on the advocates for the parents of the baby boomers, when many parents were in a society where the adult children are having to advocate for the parents. And this is a booming business that I see is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, right? I know in Connecticut they even started different grants and loans that they pay the people for being at home and taking care of the parents, because they know that it's cheaper than keeping them in facilities, right? So that definitely is in the round. So see what literal grants are around, loans are around, different opportunities in that department. And there's a whole thing in front of you that you hit the nail on the head when you said you're doing your thing right now. And it's giving you the voice, the advocate, because you have all bridges all across your energy field, and you're stepping into this bridging time. So It's using the experience of your past. So think about your past job that you were in there for long term, of what gifts and talents that you had in it that's bringing you into this time right now, because I do see you turning your back to that job, meaning that it served its purpose, and now you're entering to this new time and this new period with your mother's experience. And then how can you go and take it out and be the advocate and also get paid for it, and because there's a whole slew of people that are looking for information. A friend of mine had an education of trying to place her her parents when she didn't know how many things were out there, how many services were out there. And so I would absolutely, you're the advocate person. You're even literally have the advocate archetypal energy coming in for you right now. You're a bridger energy, and so this is where you are realizing that you can get paid for it too, because there are jobs coming up that are having paying jobs. Even I just saw recreational director. A lot of the different places are having paying people to be the director of the elderly parents, of what they could do for it. And this is, we're not talking about these, our parents are still, they're active. They want to be alive and well, and they're living longer. And so taking, again, your past experience and integrate it into your future. And to, I'm just watching all these doors open, and there seems to be surprise, because I keep on watching my friend's face appear over your face. And so that means to me, I do want to say her name is Sharon. So pay attention to somebody like a Sharon, Karen, Aaron person coming into your life that can help point you into the direction that you didn't know that was there, because she didn't know about all these services that she was able to get paid for taking care of her father. And then she went into this recreational director program where she's doing, going all over the state and educating people and getting paid for it. So there's something right underneath your coming up for you in that department. So I'd absolutely look around there, see what's going on. And then I see you educate, hand out. A bridger is helping those people and connecting people with that information. So using your past experience to help other people. All right?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye, Linda. And we're going to be going to a break. You listen to the Carol Connor Show. We'll be back. Right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. And Linda and Kathy's really had very similar questions, and, I mean, very different questions, but we're going through this really interesting time where, first of all, Kathy was talking about the birds being around her and kind of dive-bombing her or swooshing in front of her. Whenever we have any kind of experience with that, be it birds or nature, or I've had people talking about deers coming up to them or wild animals really coming up to them very, very close, something unusual, what they're doing is that they are very attuned to, especially birds, they're known to migrate, and they follow migration patterns that science has even figured this out, that they've studied that they follow energy patterns, and that's where they know how to migrate. And the same with a lot of animals. They read, to me, simply put, they're reading energetic grids. And that's why when you hear about tsunamis, you don't hear about a lot of the animals getting killed, that the birds start taking off. And the shamans, if they go to any place, a land, and that there's no animal life around, and especially birds, they won't stay there because the energy is the land is energetically dead. And so that means storms could happen or whatever. And what the science has been showing, especially with the tsunamis that were happening over the years, that they really noticed that the birds started taking off a couple of days before. So the birds read energy, and again, when they see it becoming disruptive, they take off. They don't sit there and let their mental, emotional bodies get in their way, just like any kind of animals. They don't sit there and say, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go? I wonder what's going to happen. They just go. They follow. They go with the flow, with like nature. And so nature is such a perfect, perfect example for us to get aligned with nature. We collectively have gotten so out of touch with nature, we don't look and listen to the signs that are all around us. And so when the birds are coming up or any kind of animal are interacting with us and they're doing this in this light kind of way, they're saying, hey, first of all, lighten up. Second of all, take the wings of flight and come up and work with your own wings. Be the angel having a human experience and look at situations differently, whatever situation that you're in, and expand from your heart. Ascension and lighten up is all about opening and expanding our energy. It's not about going up. Everyone always thinks ascension is up and it's going up to the heaven and it's raising up our vibration. And yes, our vibration gets we do raise it, but it's not about getting more into the mental bodies, because there's an old saying, the biggest block that we have or the biggest journey is the journey of getting out of our heads collectively and into our hearts. It's the 13 inches between our heads and our heart. So whenever you engage and embrace nature and you start noticing nature embracing you, it's a really great sign that you're connecting with, they're reading your energy field and they're noticing that you have more symmetry. So it's a sign that you're in more flow with the natural flow of nature. And when Linda was talking about loving a job and absolutely following her heart, loving her job, but then it's temporary, we're going through this period, too, of being able to do it if it feels light for you, it's right for you. So here, this one job feels light and right for her, and it was passionate. And what I saw when she talked about it, her whole energy, if you noticed, her voice got bigger. I love it. And then what that looked like, she was all yellow and pink, and she had this energy exploding like fireworks out of her heart. And that's energetically what she looked like.
we're collectively being asked to say, okay, I love this job, then how can I, during the times when it's not here, how can I bridge over and stay in doing what I love to do and not be restricted and not going on to the fear of, well, you got to do something full time. What are you going to do when it's not, the money's not coming in? And all those are mental, emotional blocks that are really deeply in us. And so we start contracting our energy, and then we end up thinking, oh gosh, I can't stay with this. I got to go do something that's like, regular. And I'm doing that with air quotes. And so we're in this huge bridging time where we're being invited to use our work with our wings, be the angel having the human experience, being able to say, you know what? If it feels light for me, if this gives me passion, it gives me excitement, then that's what we're here to do, to follow our hearts, not the head, not the emotions, our hearts. And the feelings are very different from our emotions. Emotions contract the energy field. Emotions make the energy tight, and feelings bring symmetry. So we're all invited to get in touch with our feelings, and we collectively have gotten very much out of touch with our feelings, and that's what this whole ascension process is about. Being, going inward, really tapping into your heart and be able to tap into your feelings and then connect with this. It's all about the angel inside of us, and feed that fire inside of us and then radiate it out. And the more we radiate that out, the more it clears off the energetic fog that melts those blocks, and then life becomes a lot easier. We're much more in flow with life and life experience. And so that's an invitation for each and every single one of us to embrace that. The energy that's coming down right now, to embody it, to literally bring it down to our physical body. We've all heard those sayings, be the angel having the human experience, and or be in this world and not of it. With the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. All those sayings that have been around for thousands of years have been an invitation for each and every single one of us to look deep within inside of ourselves, to start going, embody the angel and start being that energy, not just every once in a while. The energies that are coming down now are really encouraging us to do it all the time, because it's our natural state of being. We are parts of Creator. We are pieces and parts. Fathers and sons, or whatever you want to call it, of God Creator energy. And so that's our natural heritage. That's our divine heritage. And so the more we take in that divine heritage and literally say, this is the energy that we come from, and embody it, and that divine heritage knows no lack, lacks no shame, and is connected to everything. And so the more we remember that, the more it clears out. To me, it looks like a great big comb getting our energetic snarls out. And when it gets that snarls out, then we get out of those tangled webs we weave around our mental, emotional body that keeps people so locked into fear and locked into separation. And then literally in the energy field, it looks like there's much more, the tubes get cleared out. It's like a great big, I call it an energetic DNC, because it looks like the tubes have so much more symmetry to them. There's so much energy. The energy can flow and the information could flow. Those tubes are part of our information highway in the energy field. Think of it as meridians. And so when we our tubes are all messed up or snarled up, their information gets all staticky. And then our energy naturally contracts. And so this period right now, we have a great opportunity to take, if you think of it as an energetic cream rinse or a conditioner going through our energy hair, clearing out those snarls to allow us to open up and feel a lot lighter. And the more you do it, it's a step-by-step process. It is a discipline. It's like something that we want to embrace daily. It's not, again, like a once-in-a-while thing. But I guarantee you, the more you do it, the more you feel empowered, the more you feel literally lighter, the more you feel yourself getting out of alignment, and then you have the tools to get yourself back into alignment. And with the energy shifts that are happening right now, there's a great big, like, wave of light coming down on the earth right now to be able to help us lighten up and clear out those places that feel, again, dark. And the dark part is the fear part. It's our shadow part. It's our wounded child. And we're invited to take that wounded child aspect of us and take that child into our heart and embody and love that child into wholeness and reconnect that child into feeling connected to God's source creator energy. Then we absolutely have our energy wired differently. And that's where nature, again, is such a wonderful, beautiful lesson. Each and every single one of us could look outside of our windows or go outside and get reconnected with this beautiful earth that we live in, this abundant universe,
feel that energy. Take it in from the bottom of your feet to into your heart, into your spine, into your whole body, and it literally aligns you. The electromagnetic energy gets the energetic static out, and it helps you. That's why it feels so good when somebody's out gardening or when you go to the beach. There's a real, you feel great because you literally are around that energy, and it helps get those snarls out. So we all have that around us, and every one of us can get in touch with that. It doesn't cost anything to go sit in a park or put our back against a tree or lie down on the ground. It doesn't cost anything to sit by a river or an ocean, or it doesn't cost anything to sit by a fire. All those are things that we, techniques that are around us that are willing to work with us to help clear our energy blocks. And fire is a great way to transmute things. Wind, just think of it, goes through our energetic hair and gets the fogs out, the clouds out. And water helps wash away emotions. And the ground helps ground us. And so all these tools are around us. And, again, it's us embodying them and working with them. So you listen to the Kara Connor Show. We're going to a break. We'll be back with this open phone line. Back in a few.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sure, we'll take Kim now. She's calling in from Seattle, and she's thinking a possible career change, but, you know, going the proper direction is what she might need, you know, need a little guidance with. So, Kim, welcome to the Kara Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. I just
So you basically, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
So I'm just, I'm looking to, first of all, I guess I really think that just everything that you talked about with the prior caller, you know, I think I can relate to that very much. And but yeah, I'm looking at a career change, you know, fairly, doing something fairly different than what I'm doing and just learning, trying, working at carving out more time to make that, to build up enough underneath me to gradually move out into that new area.
Right, right. Are you already doing different classes and that kind of thing?
The first I'm not. But
what were you going to say?
I'm not doing anything specifically other than just practicing my music, and I meditate fairly regularly and work to stay positive.
Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. Because, well, Kim, that is the first step in the light direction, right direction for you to start getting into the heart energy and be able to say, okay, what am I passionate about, and can I bring a passion into a career? And if music, you love music, I just saw your whole energy open up the top of your heart right down to the whole heart chakra open up, and all this blue energy came out. And so I could tell your connection to music is strong. And so, and any time we do something that we absolutely love, it goes through again our energy and clears out the snarls. And so it helps us clear out stuff too. It's like your form of doing classes, right, or start to embody classes. Now I'm seeing, especially through coming up to the fall, an opportunity for you to take it further. If we're trying to change careers, that's when I see bridges, and now it's time to lead. So you already set thought that, so that means you're saying to yourself, you're saying to the universe, I'm ready to step out of this. You're energetically in the front door of your present-day job, and you're ready to step out of the next. This is when a lot of people get stuck because they're afraid of walking out, they're going to fall. You know, it's a cliff. And so that's where we want to energetically have a foundation. And this is where when we start literally taking, doing different classes, doing it, bringing it down to the physical, you know, start tasting. It's like a bunch of appetizers. What do I want to do? What makes me feel good? What makes me get excited? And really start doing those things in the physical world and then getting information. It's like a gathering time. I'm seeing like you with a squirrel taking in all these gold nuts, and those gold nuts are golden opportunities. And that also allows you to meet other people that give other information. So there's a lot of information out there that we don't even know if we're not out there. You know what I mean? Because we get into our routines and we get into our groups and stuff. And so there's a lot of stuff out there. So you're in that gathering of the information, and I see you energetically rolling down this, like rolling out this rug. And whenever I see a gold rug, that means having a solid foundation of golden opportunities. And we all want to feel solid. We don't want to feel like we're jumping off a cliff when we're changing careers, right? But that's all in our energy field. You know what I mean? I mean, we literally, when we meditate and feel grounded, that gives us that sense of stability. And then when we realize, when we jump, that there's no cliff there, that's when our wings expand, right? And so think of this period over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, next 3 months in particular, especially when I see the number three all around somebody, it's my symbol of increasing communication of all kinds, including and literally starting with the right side and the left side of your body, communicating easy or better. And that's what we want, because that allows us to have that solid foundation and be able to open. And you said you do music. Do you already do and teach music and stuff and do something with your music?
Well, no, I don't do enough with it, but it's pretty well formed. It's a natural talent. It's something that I'm always thinking about, and I write beautifully and sing beautifully, but I've been very engaged in other things. So
Right. And if you had, what would you love to do as far as your career?
I would love to perform music and my written material, and also singing other people's as well, not necessarily like a bar or something, but more more performance-oriented with a larger audience or something like that, and hopefully inspire people and inspire myself to, you know, to really touch in with who they are, and just the whole forward movement of healing the planet.
Right, perfect. So it's interesting that you paused for a nanosecond and kind of left, but that's wonderful, because I've asked people that, what do you want to do? And all around their energy field, they have a passion, they have an excitement, but they have this hesitation of sharing what their passion is. And so they hold back or they say, I don't know what I want to do. I really don't. But meanwhile, they want to do music, but they think it's too late, that kind of deal. So you already knowing that you want to perform is huge, and doing the singing, doing the dance, the writing, and so making time for that. And I also saw you doing it in, all of a sudden I saw you singing, and it looked like you were opening up or singing during a break for during a motivational speaking place. You know how when people do classes, and it was big, like imagine when they do live events where they have several teachers and then they have breaks and they have entertainment, right, coming in, and that motivational speaking, singing part. So you might want to look in that direction, which is literally around you or within a 2 to 4 hour space where you could drive and see mm-hmm. what's around to do that kind of entertainment. And that it's getting that ball rolling, right? Because you're already standing in that archway when that the archway is all gold. And first of all, standing there already tells me how far along energetically that you already are making the preparations on the energetic side. Sometimes when I look in people's energy field and they want to start the new career, I see them, it's like hiding behind symbolically the desk, and that shows me that they have to get over their own emotional blocks before they even could get in the doorway. So the doorway is a very simple, significant symbol for the way I read energy, and especially when it's arching, and that gold arch is literally giving you support in your back behind you, so it could give you the energy of moving forward. That, again, gold rug means golden rug and energy, golden opportunity is coming to you. And that three is, to me, is about all about increasing communication, and that means literally synchronistic communication, people coming up right place at the right time, and having surprise gigs. And I just saw my face of yours in one of the very first places I went. When I started seeing private clients, a friend of mine asked me to go to this place that was a playhouse that seated 500, 600 people, and I was just a guest, and she was a spirit photographer, and she was taking pictures. And all of a sudden the guy said, what do you see there? And to me, and so we were up on the stage, and so I was telling him what I saw, and then he turned to me and he said, will you come and do a reading on this on the page? I'll fill this up with 500, 600 people. You just come here. And this was like my first or second week out as reading people's energy field. And all of a sudden I said, you know, my heart said yes. And if my ego or emotion got involved, I would say no, you know. But it was like I wasn't even supposed to be, you know what I mean? Of course everything's in divine order, but it wasn't even about me. I was just at the right place, the right time. Everything's in cosmic order. And so I'm sharing that with you because when I see my face or your face, this means opportunities come into you like that, in that it's literally that happened within the first couple of weeks of me going out in there. And then that really spread word of mouth. And so look for those kind of opportunities. And also singing where I see other people taking your written stuff and being able to work with it. And so however, whatever way that gets out there, I'm seeing you hand it to people that know people to hand it to. It's like making those connections. So you're in the taking off period and really feeling this place of the flight of the of your heart. And the way your heart opened up and that blue energy just came up and over your throat and over your head, that blue is so important. It's the divine feminine symbol to me. And the way they opened up your heart, and that means that you're acting like a tuning fork to other people, Kim, and people feel that, sense that. And right now the energy is all about healing the divine female and bringing that female back into balance, which heals all of us, and because we all have that male feminine energy. And so there's a real divine feminine heartfelt energy into your words and into your song that people feel deep down in their cellular body. So this is a divine timing for this, and it acts like a heart activator to people, and people are more open to it now than ever to hear it, to receive it. So there is, again, a cosmic order to this too. So I would encourage you to, anything that gets you into the right of people and connections, and I keep on seeing something like do you attend a very great big church, or I just saw the agape, maybe, email me, and I'm just going to throw out some things that I was seeing all around you as far as places to connect to, because
not about dogma. It's about the making the connections, and then it looked like it immediately went to his a stadium. And I also saw Michael Beckwith in your energy fields, and I know he was very big with The Secret, and I know that he has a lot of church connections. And I don't. It's not about again the dogma. So there's some huge connection, and it could literally be a Nate person, Michael Beckwith, but not the Michael Beckwith, you know, that's out there with The Secret. It's just that name. So. Give me a shout, email. Congratulations, you're well on your way. And I heard my cue. And so thank you, Kim, and may you all align with the divine. Talk to you next week.